Family Health Outcomes Project is a project within the University of California, San Francisco that's been in operation for about 15 years. We contract with the State of California Maternal Child Health Branch to support the 61 local health jurisdictions through providing data, doing training on how to use data, providing information on data methods, and providing access and links to other information that's useful for work at the local health jurisdiction. Every 5 years, local health jurisdictions are required by the state to do a comprehensive needs assessment. This is in conjunction with the federal Title V assessment that states must do in order to get their Title V allocation. Oh, okay.
Sorry about that, folks.
In 2001, the state required that all the 61 health jurisdictions report on 27 health indicators for the maternal, child, and adolescent health population. And we were asked to prepare county data on these indicators so that each of the separate 61 health jurisdictions wouldn't have to go through the process themselves. That we would prepare those data, get the statewide data sets, and prepare county level data for all the counties so that they could just get that access that data through the web. We do more than just provide access through data through the web, and I just thought I'd let you know the other kinds of things that we do. We also provide automated tools. So, for example, we'll develop a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet that counties can use, in which they can record their information, the state information, and generate statistics to compare them. And we have blank ones, and then these data sheets that I'm going to talk about today are actually filled in for them. We also do research on child health policy issues like access to care and hospitalization patterns, and we help them with analytic methods as well. For example, we have teaching and we have materials on trend analysis or dealing with small numbers issues, that sort of thing. And we do face-to-face training. We're kind of switching because of funding issues to web-based training now like everybody else, but we used to do a lot of training around the state. And we do also help them with program evaluation. Judith Belfiore, who's sitting in the back, is from FHOP, and she is the person who's in charge of that area. We also provide technical assistance either by phone or sometimes in person. So the website provides links to data sets that people might need, because one of the things that happens to us all the time is we get calls from all the health jurisdictions, and sometimes even from other states, because we've worked with other states. Where can I find, where's the best information, the most current information on this or that? So we've got to collecting links, and so that people who are interested in MCH-type issues could come to one place. We also provide a training schedule there for anybody who's interested, mainly focused on California and California MCH folks. But we do post our curriculum after the trainings, so slideshows and training materials are also posted. And we also have any publications that are related to our spreadsheets or any other of our data products, planning tools. We also provide access to raw data for people with passwords. We have hospital discharge data for every county that's been pre-processed. They can log into our website and download their hospital discharge files for analysis. And the data spreadsheets are what I'm going to be talking about today, so I won't mention them again here. We also provide an indicator table for all the indicators where we're not providing the actual data. We may provide links in those tables to the data that people need with very clear definitions of the indicators and numerators, denominators, and where the information can be found. So this is our website, and I didn't think I was going to be... let me see if I can get there, if that acts as a link. Yes, it does. Okay, so this is our website, and I might have to come down. I don't know how I'm going to do this here. Don't touch the microphone. Okay. Don't touch the microphone, please. Okay, so I'll just give you a run-through because I'm going to talk about the data spreadsheets in more detail. But, for example, on public health, the public health data section is a section that's aimed at a general public health audience, not just a California audience. So that has all sorts of information also leading you to California, but information on planning tools, all kinds of data sources, some documents and materials like guidelines, statistical guidelines, and so forth that we think people might be interested in. And then we have a section which is alphabetized according to topic area so that you can look at the topic area of interest and click on the link on the side. Like many, this is not so different from many other websites. And then you go to a national asthma study or some other national level study. All the links on our site basically relate to, are generalizable. In other words, it's not just in this particular section. They provide state level data. And so at the general public health part, we are mainly interested in data that's available for all states so that there can be a comparison of data, as opposed to going to an individual state website, for example, where they might have a unique kind of a program. On our, I'm going to go back and do the last one first. We have information on planning tools. A planning guide goes through the steps of the public health planning process and gives tools to help working with groups for planning, various other materials that might be useful, some survey materials and things like that. We have a section on publications, again by topic area, and these are things that would be of general interest to states and local health jurisdictions on maternal, child, and adolescent health type problems. Section on adolescents, health indicators, injury surveillance, etc. And then our training section, which lists the trainings, and then you can click on the side here and get the materials for the trainings. Actually, they're Adobe files, so I'm not going to get into whether this thing has Adobe on it. That would be a really bad thing. Okay, and then on the thing I'm going to talk about, we provide this particular section of the website is a section of the website specifically designed for California MCAH programs at the local level. So all of the materials here are quite targeted for that group. And what I'm going to talk about, so we provide the same kind of links, for example, that we did for general public health, but we provide them specifically now for California. So these are generally links to state websites on state reports that provide information at the local level. So it's kind of targeted always at the local level. And then what I'm going to be talking about for the most of the time here is this particular section here. These are the county data pages, and for every county, here's Alameda County, we have a page for that county. So on that county, they have, we talked about boundary files. We have boundary files for their mapping. Some of them use EpiInfo mapping, and we have boundary files so they can download and import the boundary files. And then we have data, what we call the data books, which are the data spreadsheets, which provide, which I'm going to talk about in more detail. They are password protected, so anybody who wants to actually look at a data spreadsheet has to have a password from us, because these we have IRB procedures that we have to go through with all the keepers of the data sets, like the hospital discharge data at the state or birth data at the state. And because we want to provide raw data to the counties, we don't want to have to mask numbers. We want them to be able to get whatever their data are. Then we have to they have to use passwords to get in, or they can authorize someone else to use a password if they so choose. But it has to come through the county. And as I mentioned before, we have raw data files down here. These are hospital discharge files. Obviously, they're also password protected. But we pre-process the data for them. Hospital discharge files, I don't know how many of you are technical or how any of you ask for hospital data for surveillance purposes in any of your agencies, even in a Head Start agency wanting to know how many kids are hospitalized. These are very big, cumbersome data sets that cost a lot of money to analyze. So if you can do that for them, clean the data, code the data, make it available to them, then it's very easy for them to use whatever software they have at the local level and import the data and use those files. And it makes it, they would also, otherwise they would have to pay to get it, to acquire the information, and then pay an analyst quite a lot of, and use quite a lot of time to do that. So we also have information that goes with it to help explain the data sets and explain all the technical issues to them. And at the bottom, we have an indicator table, which I'm going to show you later in the slideshow, or maybe I should just do it now while I'm here. These are the 27 health indicators that were required by the state. And this is a table that basically lists all the indicators with the numerator. You can see the numerator and denominator on the side, where the data are found, what you'll be looking for, and then goes through each one. Some of these are data that we provide ourselves. Some of them are data tables. They're all in Excel and stuff, so I can't click on any of them, or I would love to. So we prepare data from other places. For example, California Health Interview Survey gives us hospitalization rates or incidence rates for asthma, or when was your last dental visit, or things like that. We will pre-process that information. We'll go to the center, to the California Health Interview Survey site, do the queries, put them in a table, and compare county to county on these various indicators. So again, the counties don't have to go and do all of that work. Every county doesn't have to do the same query and then try and do the query and compare themselves to 61 other health jurisdictions. It's done for them. Okay, so what did you tell me I had to do to, if I just put the X? Just close the window, and here we are in the slideshow again. Great. Okay, so that's what the website looks like. It's become fairly easy to navigate. Believe me, it was not always easy to navigate. We've gone through many iterations because we were not web people at all when we started out, and so it was very clunky at first. So let me tell you something about these data spreadsheets, because those are kind of, we found those to be really valuable. What has to happen, what the counties are asked to do and what many people do in a needs assessment is they get the data, fine, but then they have to compare the data to other counties, or compare the data to the National Healthy People 2000 objective, or compare the data to the state value. They may want to have data, for example, by separate indicator data by race, ethnicity, or by age group. So it's quite a lot of data analysis for them. So what we've provided is a set of Excel spreadsheets for each indicator. The indicator starts with a table of numerator and denominator information, then a tab on rates comparing state and county rates, a data quality tab, which I'm going to go through these and explain what they are, that explains any quality issues that might impact how valid the indicator information might be, and also trend graphs that show if there are an increase or decrease in these values that's significant over time. So these are the indicators that we, these are the kinds of information that are provided on the spreadsheets. We have, we use birth certificate data. We provide data on fertility rates, birth rates, low birth weight, very low birth weight, preterm births, interpregnancy interval, first trimester care, adequacy of prenatal care utilization, teen births, anything related to the classical indicators related to birth indicators. Also death indicators, infant deaths, child deaths, injury-related deaths, and motor vehicle-related deaths, and hospital discharge data on asthma admission rates, ambulatory care or preventable hospitalization rates, mental health admissions, and injury admissions. We've also recently added emergency room data. We haven't put that up yet. California just started to have automated emergency room data, so we have 1 year of emergency room data. Most of these have 12 years of data, so we haven't figured out how we're going to show the emergency room data yet. It wouldn't fit into a spreadsheet yet. It would probably just be a simple table comparing probably some of these same things like emergency room visits for substance abuse, mental health, injuries, and asthma, which are our biggies. So this is what a spreadsheet looks like. On the left, you can see the name of the indicator. In every case, we look by race, ethnicity, wherever it's possible. Some of the counties have very small numbers in certain groups, so all we can do is show them the raw numbers. So on the left-hand side of the spreadsheet is the numerators, and that's all you're looking at now. If we had a big, wide field, you'd see on the other side is a comparable table for denominators. What this means is they can actually use the data themselves. In other words, they can take it in the raw form. They can download the Excel table. They can import it into another software. They can make charts or graphs or whatever they might want to do with it. They can do that by just downloading an Excel table, and we've already put the data in the fields. This is the next table. If you know Excel, each set has tabs underneath. So one tab is the raw data. Another tab is the data rate table. It's hard to reach here, but you can see that for every year from 1994 to 2005, we have the state number of births. This is actually a low birth weight table because California has 500,000 births. But this is a number of low birth weight infants. And the California rate of low birth weight, which is around 6, and has just stayed around 6, but that's another whole presentation. And this is the local this is the county. And the county has a rate that's pretty similar and parallels over time. And so you can see it calculates the upper and lower confidence intervals so they can compare whether the differences are significant between the state and the county. The other thing we have noticed, and I gave a presentation on this yesterday, so I'm not going to give it again, but we noticed that there were a lot of missing and unlikely values in the data set. And California, because of a quirk in the law, makes available a stat master file that is unedited. And so they don't try and correct for unlikely and missing values or impute missing values, which the NCHS does and many states do. In other words, if they have a low birth weight baby, if they know the gestational age and the birth weight is unlikely, it's too little or too much, they will impute what the likely birth weight is to fill in a field or to correct a field. Or if they have for preterm births, if the field for last menstrual period is not filled in or inaccurate, they may have another field called clinical estimate of gestational age, and they fill in the blanks. Anyway, what this can do is cause an underestimate of the problem. So we noticed that this was happening, and we thought we should let people know that if they have large numbers of missing or unlikely values for a particular indicator, it's likely that they may be underestimating the degree of problem they might have with a particular indicator like low birth weight or preterm birth rate. So this gives them, again, something they would never have, and then we just do it automatically. And I have to tell you that the way we do this, we have this master programmer, Ted Clay, who is on this first slide. Ted develops these, I don't know if you know SAS program, any of you know, do data analysis, that's the gold standard is the SAS software. He provides these automatic type programs where once he does them, you just put the data in and it automatically generates these. So we're not doing these tables separately. He creates a master program and we just run everybody through. So it seems like a massive amount of work, and it is to do it at the beginning, but once the program is done. Anyway, so this is just, I don't think we need to talk about this. This is just that showing the tremendous difference if you don't, for data quality, if you don't correct for unlikely or missing values with the red points showing the uncleaned data and the blue points showing the clean data, and it shows it's a real significant underestimate if you don't clean your data. And this just shows and it's very common in smaller racial or Asian populations. Okay, so the other thing we do is trend analysis. And trend analysis, I'm going to go really fast through here, but you can read about this later. But trend analysis is showing whether the rate of change of an indicator over time is significant or not, not just if the numbers are different. And that just gives people a tool. So if they implement a program and they want to see if something happened before and after the program, there may be a change in value, but is the rate of change, has the rate of change gone up from before the program to after the program? And the software we use generates a statistical test that tells them whether the rate of change is significant or not, and a standard error around that so they can compare the rate of change at the local level with the state level. Because sometimes there's a broad change going on, and everybody's going in the same direction. So a county might see a change, but if their change isn't significantly different from the state, it's this whatever this thing is going on kind of externally. You really can't say, we did this program in my county, and now things are better. This is what a trend graph looks like. They're automatically generated for them. So it shows, in this case, the local level of in red and the state in little diamonds, and the Healthy People 2000 in the blue dashed line. So they can always take a look at themselves and see where they are compared to those, and the chart below tells them whether the differences that they see are significant or not. I just went through this before. This was the chart. Now, this chart will link to the data books. If someone can get at the data books in different ways, you can either go directly to them, or if you want to go through the list of 27 indicators and say, I want specifically this indicator, and I'm going to just go to the chart, click on that indicator, and I'll go directly to the spreadsheet that I need for that indicator. As I mentioned before, we also provide blank templates in case somebody doesn't know how to, you know, that wants to find information on some other indicator. We have blank templates so they can actually generate these things themselves by putting in their own numerator and denominator information. And then we provide some EpiInfo software if they don't have the capacity for some of the more sophisticated statistical software. EpiInfo is a public domain software, and they can download it from our website, and they can use that to do their analysis. That's just what a template looks like. So what we find, what the benefit of this is that local MCH programs in California no longer have to spend time on data acquisition, routine data analysis and presentation. They can focus on in-depth analysis, and they can sit with the results, and they can say, here's the data. It shows that there's a significant difference here. Now, what are we going to do about it? Rather than spending months and months and months amassing all these data and then not having any time to put it together at the end for their report. We track our utilization of our site over time. We track it by county, so we can see who's accessing the data and what they're downloading. And that helps us because there are some counties when we find that a county that we know is like a small rural county that maybe needs some technical assistance, we can notice who isn't using the site. Or we can market it because maybe there's been staff changes at some counties and they actually don't know about the site, and that happens a lot. So we say we need to market again. We need to send out a blanket email to all the MCH people or get a new list of the new staff at all the counties so we can get to them.